Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk.
Imagine this epicness. You know, there's just so many of my good friends and so much talent in one place at one time. It's just phenomenal. And I'm so thankful to David Bannock for organizing this and having this vision. It's just an amazing thing. It's going to be historic and something that we're all going to cherish for forever.
Yeah, words like historic and epic, and you know, I keep saying it's going to be one of those seminal moments that redefines time.
Absolutely. It will be, before Caldera Fest or after Caldera Fest.
That's right. So it'll be ACF, BCF.
That's it. And those that are with us there will be bonded together in a way that it's not going to be any separating. There will be this bond of those that were there, and
like Woodstock.
Be more of the, exactly. I'm sure he's going to do. I mean, it is a pagan Woodstock. Yeah, and I'm sure he's going to do more of these events. But there'll never be that first Caldera Fest, and those of us that are going to be there, those of us that are there, will be this band of brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
And so, anyway, so I want to thank you again for being on the show with us tonight and hanging out under the shady tree.
It's my pleasure.
So while I'm familiar with your work and a little bit about your history, some of our listeners, maybe one or two, out there in radio land are not familiar totally with Ginger Doss. So would you share a bit about yourself and where you come from and such with our listeners, please?
Absolutely. I've been around for a while. I started playing out with a band called Velvet Hammer back in the late 90s. We were touring around a lot of pagan festivals and other spiritual gatherings. And that was because a lot of our members were either pagan or inspired spiritually, like I was. I started following a expanded spiritual path very early on in my life, and it came through in my music. And so many of those songs were speaking to the pagan world, and so we went out and played a lot and toured around a lot, and then Velvet Hammer merged into a band called Dream Tribe, and I was also a member and contributing songwriter for that group, along with Linda Millard, who's touring with me now. She was in both of those projects as well. And then after some time, and I was also in another duo called GB Mojo with Becca Kelso. We played together. We're on the road from 2007 through 10, and we're playing all over the country in different festivals there. So some may know me from that duo. And then after that duo, Becca and I both went into a solo direction, and so now I have been touring around since 2010 as a solo artist, a bunch of different festivals, a bunch of different venues, because my music has become progressively more spiritual as that path has expanded within me and as I've learned and grown more spiritually. And can I just say, I love what your station, what this program is all about, because this is my personal philosophy, that all paths to the divine and for the divine are leading us to the same place. And they're like different languages we use to speak to the divine. And I sing a lot about that in my music. And So I love getting to talk with you today. That's one of my favorite subjects, about all the different paths and how spirit is in each of those paths. And we can find the divine in the way that best speaks to our soul and best expresses from our soul.
Well, absolutely. I mean, two things. The divine is going to manifest to each of us as is appropriate, and is going to be unique to each of us. Even
Absolutely.
To people that work with and call on the same God and goddess, or God or goddess or whatever, are going to still have a unique experience, because
Absolutely.
We do have an experiential religion.
Well, and I believe that we are all fragments of the divine. We are the divine expressing as Ginger Doss or as Terry or as all these people, this, we are the divine expression in this individual form. So there should surely be as many individual forms to understand the divine.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the only reason to come into this incarnation is to experience, to feel, to have
absolutely.
Touch and love and all of the things that we can experience in this, you know, on these layers of existence with the mental, physical, and emotional that spirit cannot experience without the shell. So that's why we're here, is to experience everything about being human. And we keep coming back and learning lessons and doing this until we don't need to anymore. And then we can move on. I mean, that's my take on it all. And,
absolutely. I'm in total agreement with you.
You know, some people see adversity as something to, you know, some divine punishment. And I see it as a new lesson. It's a new opportunity
absolutely.
For growth. You know, it is through our adversities that we overcome, that we find a path around or under or through, that we grow. And when we learn
absolutely.
Those lessons, you know, then when we learn those lessons, we move on to a new lesson, and it's another adversity. Because
absolutely.
Without adversity, we're not going to grow. We're stupid and lazy.
exactly.
So...
we cannot find out this.
Go ahead.
Well, we have. This is how we know what we're capable of. In the worst times of my life, in the biggest challenges, I discovered how strong I was. I discovered what I was capable of overcoming. And you know, in those moments, you can be so. You can feel completely lost, and that is the way you find yourself again. You have to go to those places where you feel completely lost before you can actually experience the path to being found.
Absolutely. And there are times when the freedom comes with complete surrender.
Oh, I was just talking about that, actually. That surrender to the divine is... so much more powerful than resistance.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one because we feel our power in our ability to control. And our ability to control is so often an illusion. Anyway. And when we surrender to the divine forces and the divine flow, and we go with that flow and we listen to the guidance and the signs that we see, and we go with them, even though it's not something we want, it may not be what we were hoping for, but it is so often the right path. It may be the hardest path, but it's going to be the path that takes you to your greatest good, because that is what spirit wants for us, is our greatest good. That is the natural flow of evolution.
I am way excited about talking to you and having more time to speak when we're together at Caldera Fest.
Me too. I'm sure there'll be a shady tree there too that we can
absolutely.
Just get comfortable
and
with our tea.
Yeah. I grew up just about an hour north of Lafayette.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I grew up in Chattanooga. So,
this is your backyard.
It is. Lafayette and Chickamauga and all that area right down around Fort Oglethorpe, that area down there. I grew up and stomped around all over that area. So, yeah, this is going to be like a trip home.
Excellent.
You called in tonight, and I thought we were going to talk about music. And here we are talking theology, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
My music and my theology are combined.
Well, you express yours with the songs, and I express mine, I guess, sitting right here with the microphone. And and you know, we're each doing our part. I always joke about you know, I'm stubborn, and you know, the goddess will guide me, and I'll feel a little bit of a nudge, and I'm gonna do it my way, because I'm a human and I'm willful. And, you know, free will, I'll do it my way. And then the guidance gets a little more forceful, and then it's a nudge, and then it's a shove, and then the next time it's a swift kick in the ass. And so ultimately the goddess pulls out the 2x4 and puts it between my eyeballs.
Exactly.
And I'm trying to learn my lessons less painfully these days. And, you know, go with the flow a little bit more. So, I've listened to the song a couple of times. I've heard the song in the past and listened again today to the song we're going to play. Now, you said something during your intro that kind of intrigued me. And I've seen bios that you have out there where you refer to your music pop, rock, funk, alternative, and spiritual folk,
mm-hmm.
in that order. And then you mentioned in your intro that more and more your music is becoming more spiritual, or the message is becoming more spiritual. Now, is this list in this order, is that kind of an evolution of the style of your music? Not necessarily the message and the lyrics, but the style of your music, has it kind of evolved like that pop, rock, funk, alternative, spiritual, folk? What did you mean exactly?
No, I think perhaps, and I didn't think about it in terms of an order really by, like, okay, it's this first, this second. I wasn't really thinking in terms of that, but so often when you're distributed online and people ask, okay, what category? So, like, you have to categorize your music all the time. And unfortunately, right now, and I'm hoping this will change, there's not really a general category for the kind of music that I do. If you call your music spiritual, it is immediately categorized as Christian. In the just general culture. And so I'm talking about, like, for, you know, Spotify and for the other distributors of music, they're always asking. So if I put spiritual first, it will be linked with a lot of other Christian artists, which is fine, because, as I say, I do honor all paths, and I honor that path as well. That was my beginning. But the reason I call it folk is because I think I'm trying to bring in the tribal cultural aspect of the music. A lot of people think of folk as a person with a guitar. And for me, it's more about the experiences that I've had within the tribe of my people and the spiritual community that is all over this country and beyond. I have lots of folks out in Canada that I've connected with. And that, to me, is another kind of community. And so I think that's what I was thinking in terms of spiritual folk. It's not really a category that exists out there in the world at the moment, unless it's perhaps Christian folk. But that's what I was thinking. And I love all different kinds of music. I started out learning piano, classical piano. I went from that into jazz in high school, when I went to high school for performing arts. And then, meanwhile, I was listening to rock and loving rock. And I would also listen to the radio and get into some of the pop music that's going on. And I really love a good groove. Velvet Hammer was considered progressive rock. And so, you know, I just have a lot of those flavors all through my music. So when you hear the song Thankful, you're going to hear some of my funk and some of my, which is coming out in my more recent sound, but I still have so many other styles that are always coming through. I consider myself a songwriter with complete abandon. I just write whatever comes to mind, and I don't stick to any one particular style.
And if in those genres that classify you and stick for any period of time.
That's right.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Now, you actually began to answer and made a nice segue to a question I like to ask a lot of the artists. It's about your influences. Now, you mentioned the classical piano growing up in Houston and the jazz. What were some of the groups that you were listening to on the radio? What were your influences at that time period? Not just the style, but the artists.
Well, I love... it depends on where we are. Because I, for a time, I was listening to progressive jazz. And I liked... Stanley Clarke and and you're going to test my memory, which is terrible, and Chick Corea and I loved like Steely Dan, and because of the jazz, and I still do, because of the jazz pop combination. I love combination groups. I also love like Led Zeppelin and Perfect Circle, and love the 90s style rock. Foo Fighters. I'm a huge Foo Fighters fan. And I also love the old smoky jazz. And just there's so much music that I love. There's very little that I don't love, and I can appreciate everything that I hear. And mm-hmm. I especially am looking for the meaning and the feeling and the flavor within music. But so I'm a huge rock fan. I'm also a huge jazz fan. Tori Amos is, I'm a big fan of Tori Amos, Fiona Apple. Lots of women singer-songwriters that utilize the piano. That always perked me up whenever I could hear. And both of them are very eclectic as well. They both are have many different inspirations, and so that comes out in their music. And they're not limited. Now, they've both shaped the sound over time, especially Fiona Apple, but I love her creativity, her intelligence, the meaning and feeling, the rawness in her lyrics. But yes, I could go on and on and on, if I thought about it, I could come up with quite a list.
Wow, now you've done pretty well there. I'm sorry that Robin's not here to talk with you tonight. She is definitely into a lot of the same music, and would have enjoyed this conversation. So you'll have a chance to talk with her. We'll both be down there at Calvera Fest here in just about 3 weeks or so. Oh, man, it's getting so close. Woo-hoo.
I know. I can't believe it. Finally.
All right. So let's see. Do you have, we always ask our artists for a song that they want to play, have us play, and they want to talk about. And you've chosen a song called Thankful. It's from your second album. Now, a lot of artists are giving us songs from their newest album and stuff like that. This song
is actually from my third album.
From your third album, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a fourth album out now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I apologize for that.
No worries.
But the point is, the point holds that this is not from your newest album. And a lot of artists have been asking us to play something from their newest album, and you're going back an album with this song, so obviously there's something meaningful. Would you tell us the story, and then we'll go from that into the song and our song break?
Absolutely. Well, I'll try to keep this brief. But I'm a part of...
You got 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. I subscribe to the New Thought. I don't know if you're familiar with New Thought philosophy. New Thought is a movement that's been around for a while, and it's basically your thoughts shape your world, shape your health, shape your relationships, basically create your environment. And the more positive your thoughts, the more positive your world will be, and the more things are going to work to your highest good. And being thankful is one of the most powerful things you can be. In any given situation, if you can find what you can be thankful for, you are already, you have already risen above it. And when I was working on my third solo record, it was a life-changing process for me, because the first two solo records were in the context still of a duo, and I had just come through that situation into a solo world for the very first time. So really, my third solo record feels to me like my first solo record. And I was very scared. I was feeling a lot of fear, and I was feeling a lot of doubt in my own ability. And doing this record completely on my own in the studio with no help, I was engineering it myself. I was writing. I had a long list of songs that I had to write within a very short period of time, and I had a lot of money I had to raise. And I was doing my first fan funding campaign, and I was so scared about all of it. I was so worried, and I remembered my own philosophy. And I thought to myself, you know, I'm just so thankful to have the opportunity to be doing this. I'm so thankful that music is so central in my life. I had at that point been given a place where I could work. I was so thankful for that. So I just dove into being thankful. And soon my doubt began to take a back seat. My fear was, it began to shrink. And suddenly I realized, I need to write a song about this. I write a song about so many things. This song, I need to write this song. I need to write a song about being thankful. So I started working on it. And I had already started my fan funding campaign, and money had started to come in, but it had gotten to about the halfway point, and it stalled out at about the halfway point of my goal, and I started to get really worried again. But I started working on this song, and I threw everything I had into it. And I was praying, and I was feeling Spirit with me, and I was singing the tracks to it, and I was just feeling it so strong. And in the middle of working on that song, I got contacted by a dear, dear friend of mine who wants to remain anonymous. And they called and said, I want to take you to your goal on this project. And so there it is. And it was the most amazingly beautiful thing to walk away from the console while working on Thankful in the studio, to take that phone call and to know that my album was then, I was going to be able to make it, that I was going to make my deadline, I was actually going to be able to make the record. It was the ultimate example of the power of thanks and the power of community. And since then, that song has been an inspiration to a lot of other folks, and I've heard a lot of other good things about it, and a lot of other people are, whenever they're in a bad space, they put that song on, and that to me is what it's all about. That to me means everything, and I know that that song came from a higher place. It came through me from a higher place, and I am very thankful for that and for so many things. And anytime I'm in a spot where I need a reminder, I can pop that song in, or anyone can pop that song in. So that's basically the story.
All right. Well, that is a very, very cool story. No, and I agree with you. One of the things, my Tuesday night show, one of the taglines is where we create our own reality.
Absolutely.
I tell people all the time, we create our own reality. Our very thoughts have power. And,
absolutely.
You know, we're incredibly powerful beings. And when we use that to create a positive reality, then we do. And life is wonderful.
It is. It's more beautiful than I can possibly comprehend within this human mind. I have to surrender and go into the silence and connect with the divine, and then sometimes I can actually tap in to that, the divine mind. And in those moments are sometimes when I can get the closest to truly understanding how incredibly beautiful this really is.
Yeah, absolutely. I am way looking forward to our conversation at Caldera Fest. And looks like we're going to have lots of time, a very long weekend. So, well, in the meantime, though, it is the bottom of the hour and time to take our song break and a couple of advertisements, you know, and do a little business. So tonight we are going to be playing Thankful by Ginger Doss and Get an Attitude of Gratitude. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
To begin, take a step. Move ahead and do your best. There is power and intent. Use your dreams to reinvent yourself. Child of light and in darkness shining bright. All the fires you can ignite will lead you through the night. There is nothing you can do. Take your mind and put it to. See it here and be clear. In your heart be sincere and be thankful for the infinite power of the universe. Thank you.
The Magic Jukebox Podcast presents Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through May 30th in Lafayette, Georgia. This event will feature the best in pagan music and over 100 vendors and workshops. Featuring Tuatha Day, Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Wendy Rule, Digis Christ Superdrum, Dragon Ritual Drummers, and many more. Also featuring the official release of the Green Album. This eclectic compilation of thoughts and sounds will feature various acts performing at Caldera Fest, benefiting the Rainforest Trust. Come on out and have the time of your life. Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through 30th at Cherokee Farms in Lafayette, Georgia. For more information, visit calderafest.com today. See you there.
Come join us on International Pagan Radio. Artists such as Tuatha Dea, Dragon's Head.
Some of them come in the lonely, some of them stay for a spell, some of them stay for a message from the oracle in the well.
Green Fortune.
I remember when I first walked in this garden, I, against my will.
David Wood. Rising.
Lose yourself in rhythm, lose yourself in time, caught up in the spiral,
and many, many more.
Following the music, following the beat, dancing with.
Like our page and join our group on Facebook. InternationalPaganRadio.com, where it's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you for
Virginia. All right, and welcome back, everybody. Now, this is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and, well, flying solo tonight. Robin has a work commitment and a very early morning coming tomorrow, and so I have asked her to sleep and be safe tomorrow rather than be here with us tonight. So,
good thing.
I am joined by Ginger Doss. So how are you doing tonight, Ginger?
I am fabulous. I'm so fabulous. It's been great talking to you, Terry.
It has been amazing. I've been listening to you speak, and I'm like, oh, my. There's so many things we have to talk about.
Yes.
So many of the things that I talk about right here on Spiritual Unity Radio Network, I've been talking about for probably 10 years and five of it on the radio, the previous station before we founded this. And this is exciting. I'm looking forward to the conversations yet to come, because I got a feeling that this is just the beginning.
Absolutely. So, me too. When I heard about you, and then I started listening in, it's just been absolutely awesome. We are so on the same page, and I think that this is where our evolution is taking us. I believe that this is the evolution, human spiritual evolution is taking us to a unified path.
Ultimately, it is. I mean, ultimately, we're going to have to. We're going to
have to quit killing each other
over how we cook our chicken. This is the story I tell. You know, everybody on this planet eats chicken. And imagine if we decided one day that I was going to kill somebody because they have fried chicken and I eat curry chicken.
Exactly.
Or someone else is going to kill somebody because, no, we can only cook chicken. We can only bake the chicken. We can only do this. And we're going to kill each other over it. That's the insanity that people are living out today.
Yes. Absolutely. It goes against the very fabric of the spiritual path to kill someone because they're not, that's the hardest thing for me to wrap my head around. I just have a really hard time with that. And I understand there's a lot of fear. Some paths teach that their way is the only way and other ways will try to stop you and steer you away from the way.
Yeah,
and,
so that you go to some place of eternal punishment.
Yes.
Sent there by a loving God.
Yes. And it can be a very scary place for the believers. But I have met more and more people that, even though their paths say this is the only one path, that they don't sit in judgment of others. They simply say, this is my chosen path, and you have yours, and that's okay. You know, as long as you don't force your path on mine, then we're okay here. And I love
seeing...
Oh,
that's the way it should be.
Yes.
That is exactly the way it should be. And of all places, one of the most interesting sermons I ever heard on hell was in an Anglican church in Barbados. And I'm sitting there listening to this man, and he is saying that hell is not a place. Hell is a state of mind of our own creation.
Wow.
Hell is the illusion of separateness.
Yes,
and
thank
you.
And
the more we do... And the more we do against what we know is right, the more guilt we feel, we pull further from the divine.
Yes.
But the divine never leaves us. It's an illusion.
Yes. Totally.
And it's an illusion of our own creation based in our fear and guilt. And that's hell.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I can't wait for you to meet Linda Millard, who's touring with me right now. She is a fabulous talent, and we've been playing music together for a long time, and she has a song called We Do Not Die, and one of the big lines in that song is, there is no hell. And that's a very powerful thing to sing. We play in a lot of different church communities, Unity, UU's, Science
mm-hmm.
of Mind. And those, and even in some of those communities, you know, when you say there is no hell, some people are like, but I was just in hell the other day. But what it's meant to do is to remind you of just what you said, that it is not a place, but a state of mind and an illusion of separateness and an illusion that we are lost, and an illusion that we are separate from the divine. And that can be a very scary place, and that's the only hell there really is.
Yeah, and it's a state of mind of our own creation based in our own fear and our own guilt. I tell everybody that the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is fear.
Absolutely.
And out of fear grows hatred. Out of fear grows guilt. Out of fear grows so many negative emotions.
Yes.
But they all have that root in fear. That's the enemy. Capital F,
yes.
Fear. That's the only adversary we need.
Yes.
And it's the easiest one to overcome simply by expressing love and helping someone raise out of their fearful vibration.
Yes. The Dalai Lama talked about the antidotes, certain antidotes within the mind to certain states of mind. And for every negative state of mind, there is a positive antidote or thought that can be used to as medicine, basically, to relieve the negative states of mind. And one of the most toxic is fear, anger, hatred, those types of things. And by using thoughts of love, and you can guide the mind to a more to a more peaceful place, therefore a more nurturing space for the mind itself. It's physically altered by our states, our negative states. The mind can be altered, and the health of the mind and the body is so adversely affected by our negative states of mind that having these antidotes mm-hmm. can lead us back to the road of a healthier mind and body.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, it's just amazing to me that we allow ourselves to be locked into this pattern of, you know, I call them the Eeyores. Don't bother. Now, we all know some of those people.
Yes.
You know, they walk around
and
with
I can become an Eeyore sometimes, too.
But then they're so often surprised when the things that they create happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that yep. baffles me because, I mean, that's not to blame the victim, because we can't be victims and be empowered. We have to choose.
Mm. Beautiful.
And when we embrace that victim mentality, then we are creating that.
Yes.
And we can't be empowered witches or empowered spiritual people by whatever label we tag and be victims. We have to be one or the other, and I'd rather not be a victim. I choose a positive path. That doesn't mean I don't have adversity. That doesn't mean that there aren't times when I cry. But on the other side of that has to be love. I met somebody that I knew was going to be critical. It was the brother of a temple member, and the temple member was in the hospital, and I knew his brother was going to be there, and his brother doesn't like his brother's path. So I walk into the family room at the hospital, and I'm in, you know, clerical garb, so I, you know, low camouflage for the nurses. So I walk in, and he's on the other side of the room, and we meet eyes. And it's like a Western where, you know, the two gunfighters see each other on the street and everybody clears out, the shutters close, you know, and this path opens between us. And we start walking toward each other. We get to the center of the room and I take his hand, and before he can speak, he's all, you know, bunched up and his shoulders are up and he's, you know, ready for it. And I say, I understand that you have a personal relationship with the divine, and you know, and the person you know is Jesus the Christ. And he says, yes, I do. And I said, I'm happy for you. And I squeezed his hand again. And he looked at me. I guess he was waiting for a punchline, because it took him about 5 seconds to realize that that was the end of my sentence. That was the complete statement. And then his shoulders slumped. The tension left his body as I stood there still holding his hand.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And we went and sat in the corner, and about a month and a half later, he participated in his brother's hand fasting.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so great. I love stories like that.
We cannot answer their fear with more fear.
No.
That doesn't mean that I'm going to roll over. I'm going to protect myself and protect mine, and I will be a warrior when I need to be. But that doesn't mean that I have to go looking for a conflict. I can diffuse it.
Yes.
If I can express love into a situation and remove the violence from it, then I'm going to do that. in just like that situation, and the divine puts me on an airplane. I travel the world teaching fiber optics. The divine has this, it's kind of a running punchline that I have with the divine, where I get set about once every 6 months. I get sitting next to a Christian minister on a particularly long flight going somewhere. We're coming back from somewhere. Most recently, I was coming back from Haiti and was sitting next to a Christian missionary. And we spent time talking about the nature of the divine. And by the time we were finished, well, we'd come to an understanding. And it's just one of those things that happens. I think it's part of my mission is to help, you know, people of different faiths to see that we're not all, you know, creepy, you know, sacrificing animals and, you know, running around and, you know, with hubcap pentacles and, you know, and goth makeup. That, you know, some of us are just regular people that go on about life and love the divine in a name and in an expression of faith that's different from theirs.
Yep.
So I'm so stoked.
Well, bless you for what you do, because it's so great. The more of us that can reach out like that, the greater the good, I think, for the planet. As there is more understanding, there will be more growth. I think most fear comes from just the unknown, or it comes from a lack of understanding. And so the more we can talk about these things, the more we can express, and when you push, they're going to push back.
Exactly.
But if you can find a way to find the common ground with love, all things are possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is the answer. Have you read the Celestine Prophecies and all of
yes.
the books in the series?
Okay. Not all the books in the series, but the first one.
Okay, well, there's two more. There's two more that take it beyond that first book and that first experience. I should track those down. It's very powerful. And the great message for those that are not familiar, the great message of these books is that the answer is love.
Absolutely.
And
I like to tell
people
that's their superpower.
It is. It's all of our superpower. I mean, Dale.
Yeah.
I want to take that song from the, you know, from Sunday school, and, you know, and say they will know we are pagans by our love. And let's just take that song for ourselves, because I think that love is expressed into the world much more more completely and positively by people following a pagan expression of faith more lately. So anyway, so we are actually hurtling toward the top of the hour, and we're going to probably run a little late tonight, so everyone, bear with us. I do want to ask you one more question, which I don't care how long we take. I'm having a great time. I've got it programmed for plenty of time, so we can go long if we want to. But what is? I know you have a song on the Green album.
Yes.
And my understanding of the concept is that every artist has a song that has not previously been released.
That's correct.
It may not be a new song, but it's something that's never been publicly released. What is
that's
your
right.
song? What can you tell us without giving away too much? What can you tell us about your contribution to the Green Album?
Well, my song is called Gaia Lives, and I sat down and wrote it in January specifically for the Green Album. And basically, I had a few ideas, and the way I write is a process of opening a channel many times. I will get ideas that I don't fully understand why I have those ideas. And then, but I record them, and so for some reason, as I started thinking about a song that I would write, I started thinking about our steps upon the planet. And so I started thinking about that and about every step that we take and the choices that we make and how our mother feels that. And I started to think about the entity. The earth to me is a goddess. She is the mother goddess to me. Just, I am so enamored of the earth. I sometimes can just stand where I am and just be in awe of her magnificence, her beauty. This is the ultimate paradise. And I'm just so thankful to actually live here and experience this human life on the earth. So I wanted to express that feeling that Gaia lives, that she is alive, that she is an entity that has provided life for all of us. Without her, nothing of this life would be possible for us. She provides all our substance, all our shelter, everything, the air we breathe. And so the idea for Gaia Lives started to come to me, and the words are short and sweet, and the feeling is carried through by a heartbeat. I wanted her heartbeat to be heard through the song. And so there's a lot of feeling, not a lot of words. There are a lot of words, but not as many as maybe some other songs that I've written. But mm-hmm. there's a lot of feeling, and then it ends up with a chant that for me basically is a way to connect the song and the people and the moment with the earth. And I was thinking a lot about Caldera when I wrote that last chant, so that we could all take the energy of the chant and take it and direct it to the earth. And you'll know more when you hear the song.
Oh, excellent. Well, it sounds like that would be the perfect closing for the concert. To end with that and all of us chanting.
I would love that. There's so many great songs on this record. I mean, every song, every contribution to this song is just fabulous. So many, with so much talent. I mean,
how can it go wrong?
Yes, I mean, it's just amazing. I've listened to the whole thing through a few times now, and it's just brilliant. Everybody has done such a magnificent job. It's going to be very hard to choose which song to end with and which song to start with. But in any case, I'm just so proud to be a part of it and so thankful to have been able to contribute to it. And I'm pleased with the song, and I feel as though that channel for Gaia was completed through that song, and at least got to say the part of what she wanted to say through me anyway. And she says a lot through everybody's contribution. They're all just fabulous.
Well, excellent. Well, I am very excited and looking forward to getting my own copy. I can't wait. keep trying to talk people into, send it to me privately. I promise I won't play it in the air, and nobody will.
Yes, we're all being very good about being secretive. I'm on the road. I'm on the road right now, and my copy was just sent home after I left. So I don't have mine yet either. So, but I do have the tracks on my phone, so that's good.
Very cool. All right. Well, Ginger, I want to thank you for being with us. This has been an amazing evening, And I honestly believe the start of something.
Yes, me too. I have enjoyed myself thoroughly.
Thank you. I'm very honored. Now, how does someone get in touch with you? If they want to get in touch with you about having you come perform or just keep track of what you're doing and stuff.
There is always gingerdoss.com. That's a great hub. It has, right now on my homepage is a link to the Green Album and Caldera Fest right there on the front page. And if you go to the buttons, you can go and you can read my bio, my full bio. You can go to see a collection of videos. You can go to my shows page, has a list of the tour dates that I'm on right now. You can also go to my Facebook page, and there are links to all the other places I am on the internet on my on gingerdoss.com, which is D-O-S-S. It's G-I-N-G-E-R-D-O-S-S.com. And so that's a good place to go to start. And then there's lots of places you can go from there. But I am also on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify and SoundCloud and all those good things. And so, yes, I'm all over the place. And I would love for y'all to connect with me tonight in any way you'd like. I'd love to hear from you and hear your thoughts about what we were talking about tonight. And I'm just so thankful to you, Terry, and to Robin, even though she's not here, for this program and for what it's doing and all your support for Caldera and the Green Album and each of the artists. Thank you so much, and more power to you. Yeah. I hope you have a long, long, happy career on this program.
Well, thank you. And also listen to our Tuesday night stuff, because that's when we actually do on-air rituals and teaching and stuff like that. So
awesome. I will do
that. Yeah, so our Tuesday night show is teaching and rituals, really. I mean, it's all about education. It's all about our students that are out there, some of them formal, some of them informal, that listen in, that communicate. We've got, you know, the regular ritualists that are there for us for 2 years now. We've been doing ritual together on the air, so every Sabbath and most of the full moons, unless the Sabbath coincides.
That's awesome.
So, anyway, I'm also going to ask you if you would stick around after the show ends. I'd like to speak with you in the screening room before you hang up, so don't hang up yet when we end the show, please.
Will do. Thanks again, Terry.
Thank you, darling. So if anybody wants to get in touch with Robin or myself, we share an email address that's easy to get to, and that is littlestonebridge@gmail.com. If you want to get in touch with us about coming to speak at an event, we'll do a personal appearance as a CERN host and or, you know, maybe both. We try to do live remotes from a lot of events we go to, so let us know. Get in touch with us, littlestonebridge@gmail.com, or go to the Little Stonebridge Pathworkings Facebook page. And speaking of Facebook, you can find Robin. She is Robin A. McKean. It's her friends page. She's unique. There's only one of her. There are, however, multiple people that have the name Terry Power. So you got to make sure when you're looking for my friends page, look for the one in North Copley, Pennsylvania. It also says something about the Spiritual Unity Radio Network that makes it a little easier to find me. Or you could go to my public figure page, Rev Terry Power HP on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP. So I think that's about it. Stay tuned. Next Tuesday night, we are going to be talking about the Tower card and continuing our series, The Fool's Journey Through the Major Arcana. And then the following Tuesday, we'll be talking about Elemental Fire and the Direction of South. Next week, on Thursday, a week from tonight, we'll be talking with Brad Murphy from Murphy's Midnight Rounders. And then the following Thursday night, we'll be the gang from Two Off a Day. I'm not sure who all is going to be here, but that's always a lively conversation. And then on the 24th of May is our full moon ritual, and then on the 25th we drive south. So not quite sure what's going on Thursday the 26th. You may get a best of episode, or we may string together a bunch of songs from all of the artists and have someone play that that episode for you guys on the 26th. So thanks for being with us tonight. Thank you again, Ginger. Thanks to all of our listeners. It's for you that we do this. So don't hesitate to email us with show topics or guest ideas. We want to make sure we're serving our community. And I think that with that, it's time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.